Seven Maizu Paragimo Mishnah Aleph. I'm retaining Bechazer Lakatus. Barnabu Bnei Bezo, Ochon of Petur. Somebody who brings figs through his chazer on the way to the place where he's going to lay out the figs to dry. His sons and his family can eat from those figs without taking off Trumas and Maizu. As even though the figs pass through his chazer, and a chazer kovel, a Maizu, food that is brought to the chazer, is forbidden to be eaten achilas arai without taking off Trumas and Maizu. But that's only if the Gmar Malacha was already done. But in this case, since the Gmar Malacha was not yet done, the work on the figs were not completed yet because he plans on laying them out to dry. So therefore, the chaser would not be kovei al lamaisa. So the chaser is not mechayev you to take off trumas lamaisa, and the sons and family can eat from the figs without taking off trumas lamaisa. But the owner of the figs themselves cannot eat from the figs without taking off trumas lamaisa unless he's eating the figs right in the place where he's laying them out to dry. Because the owner himself, if he wants, he can change his mind. And he can decide he doesn't want to lay them out to dry. And in that case, it would be Gemar Malacha. It would be the completion of the work, since he doesn't plan on laying them out to dry. And therefore, since it went through the chaser, he cannot eat them without taking out Trumas and Maizus. So therefore, since he has the right to change his mind, if he takes some of the figs and eats them in a place where they're not laid out to dry, the implication is that he changed his mind. He doesn't want to lay them out to dry. He wants to eat them instead. And therefore, it isn't Igmar Malach, though. And since it was in his chaser, it's Koveal Lamaiser. He can't eat them without taking off Trumas and Maizus. But only if he eats them in a place where he laid them out to dry. In that case, if he's eating them there, where he laid them out to dry, so there's no implication that he changed his mind, because he's eating them right where he's had to have all the other figs that are laid out to dry, in that case, he can eat them without taking off Trumas and Maizus. As opposed to his son and his family, they can eat those figs anywhere without taking off Trumas and Maizus. As in regards to his sons and his family, they don't own the figs, so therefore they have no right to change the mind and decide that they don't want to lay it out to dry. It's not up to them. It's up to the father. So therefore, no matter where they ate the figs, there's no implication that there's a change of heart over here, and therefore they would be allowed to eat them without taking off Trumas and Maizus. Hapolim she'imo. Now, if the Baal Bayis, the owner of the figs, decided to hire some workers to help him transfer the figs to the place where he's going to lay them out to dry. Now, the workers in this case would not be allowed to eat minat Torah. The Torah would not give a right to the workers to eat from the figs while they're transferring them. Because the Torah only gives a right to the workers to eat from the figs if they're doing something that's a gemar malacha, at the completion of the work. And in this case, they're not doing a gemar malacha. They're simply bringing the figs to the place where they're going to be laid out to dry. But my she'im alav mizayna is ochon apaturim. If he did not stipulate with the workers to give them food, but at the end he decided to give them some of the figs that they're transferring, they can eat those figs without taking off trumas and maizus. As the fig that they are given is a matana, it's a present. It's not a mekach, it's not a sale. As if it was a sale, they would not be allowed to eat it without taking off trumas and maizus, since mekach kovel and maizus, a sale is mechayev to take off trumas and maizus, but in this case it's simply a present, so therefore they can eat those figs without taking off trumas and maizus. Avon yeshlam alav mezoinois hari'elu lo yochol. But if he stipulated to give them food, in that case, the fig that he gives them is similar to a sale, since it's a stipulation that he's going to give them those figs, and a mecca kofel a miser, when there's a sale, you're mechayev to take off trumas from misers, even to eat nachilas arai, so therefore, in that case, the workers cannot eat from the figs without taking off trumas from misers. Sechad Maizus Paragimel Mishnah Beis Hamoisi Paul of Lissot. Somebody who brings his workers into his field to do some work in the field. Now, the workers are not picking fruit. They're doing some other work. As if they were picking fruit, which is a gemar malach, which is a completion of the work, in that case, they would be allowed to eat from the food that they are picking min ha-Torah. The Torah gives them the right to eat from the fruit. But in this case, they're doing some other work, which is not a gemar malach, which is not a completion of the work. So therefore, in this case, the Torah would not allow them to eat from the produce that they are working on. And if the owner did not stipulate when he hired them that he was going to give them food, and at the end he did give them some produce to eat, they can eat from that produce without taking off trumas or mice. As if the owner had stipulated to give them food, that would be similar to a sale. And in that case, a mecca, kovel, a mice, or a sale is mechayev to take off trumas or mice. But in this case, since he didn't stipulate to give them food when he hired them, he simply gave them the food as a present, does not mechayev to take off trumas or mice. Then Yeshlahem alav mizonos. But if he stipulated with the worker to give them food, so then it's similar to a sale. They can eat one fig at a time without taking off Trumas or Maisers. And that which in Mecca is Kovel Lamaisers, that's only if they take two figs at a time. But if they take only one fig at a time, it would not be Mechayev them to take off Trumas or Maisers. Avalomen Asal, Avalomen Akupa, Avalomen Amukta. But they would not be allowed to eat the figs out of a basket or a box or out of the storehouse. And in that case, even if they take one fig at a time, they would have to take off Trumas or Maisers. I said there are a lot of figs piled up in the basket or box or the storehouse, even if they take only one at a time, it's similar to a case where they took two at a time, so they're taking one out of many, and therefore they would have to take off Trumas or Maisers, since Mecca Kovea Lemaiser, when there is a sale, that's Mechayev to take off Trumas or Maisers.